Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, everybody. It is a beautiful January day. We are in 2013, making our way through the third week of the year. And so it is a perfect time to talk about what we can expect throughout this year going forward. I have with me today one of my favorite guests, the one and only psychic cowgirl, Shannon Lackman. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. I'm so excited you're here. We always have a fun time, and I know that together we can share a lot of good information and tips and tools for people to make the most of this year with all the energies that are happening and based on everything we've learned so far.
Yes.
That's exactly what
I have
to say that.
Voice.
You have your sexy phone operator voice on, and that's actually why I wanted you to come back, so that you could share that voice with all of us.
Okay, I just took a sip of tea when you said that, and I almost sprayed my computer.
Okay, so we are off to a perfect start. Great. For everyone listening, Shannon and I are going to talk about the 2013 spiritual themes that we feel and have received from our individual intuitive guidance. We're going to share those with you. I want to let you know that I also wrote up a full post on all of these themes on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. You can click on over there now, and it says 2013 spiritual themes at the top nav bar. And that's the whole list. There's five themes that I wrote there. And so Shannon and I are going to talk about what we are feeling, what we're seeing, what we've experienced, and how these will play out into the year ahead. So it's going to be a very good show.
Yay.
And I have my tea with me, too. So if by chance you hear a pause, it's probably because I'm taking a sip of tea or you're taking another sip of tea. I've been adding fresh lemon to my tea. That's my new thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's really, really good tea, and I can't put it down. So I'm just doing a quick disclaimer. Okay, well, let's see. Do you want to start off with what is front and center for you?
Sure. I have to say 2013 has been energetically calmer than 2012 ended with, but busy. And I've just noticed that, like, the themes that are popping up are so crystal clear. Like, you can't ignore it or you can't misinterpret. It's kind of amazing.
I agree. I feel that too. Yes, very clear.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's because we are so much clearer right now, right? Like, we've cleared out a lot, especially from last year. And I would even say, for me, it's probably been the last 4 years, which felt like 40 years. But there's been a ton of clearing. And that's not going to stop. Like, we're always going to be clearing, but it just feels like some big chunks got removed.
I agree. Especially, say, the last 4 months of 2012, too. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was. I agree. There was a lot going on just throughout the year, and then there was a culmination, I think, in the last 4 months of things coming up for review, for our consideration,
yep.
to look at again, to get clear about. So all
yeah.
of that brought us to here. And as you said, Shannon, it's been a very busy January so far, very energetically busy.
Yeah, in a good way, though, because it doesn't feel heavy like the end of 2012 did. It just feels like we're moving forward at such a good momentum. One of the big themes I've noticed that I've helped people with in January 2013, which feels like it's been longer already, is standing our ground. So we went through all that cruddy stuff the last few months of 2012 to get rid of some stuff that was holding us back, or to see, I mean, who was in our corner, and to really see ourselves in a true light. And it feels like that the whole purpose of that was for now to stand our ground. We are very sure in what is right for us, what we will put up with, and what we won't.
Beautifully said. I felt like I needed to pause there to just let that sit in the air, because you stated that very clearly, and it's so true. Like, we have to really stand in the core of who we are, to own our energy, to not give anything away at this point, you know, to really look at where, how far we've come and how important that is.
Yeah. And that when something comes up that really flutters our energy and, like, makes us see red, or makes us, you know, react big, it is to remind us that we get to stand our ground. If somebody's doing something that we completely don't agree with and it's causing these emotions to us, we get to stand our ground. We get to tell them, no, you can't do that. That's not right.
Yeah, that control over our own energy is really
yeah.
big. And that's, I feel that as our new way of living. You know, this is one of these new chapters we're starting, where that is part of our ownership and part of our opportunities and our gifts, is to really stand strong in who we are. Do you have an example
yeah.
or anything you want to share, or you just want to keep it in those terms?
Let me just think, because I don't want to tell about my clients. My own was my whole dog situation still, which if you don't listen to my show or heard me talk on Molly's, I had a dog that we absolutely adored, and we had some troubles with the neighbors, and part of it was their responsibility, because it was their dog coming and getting our dog, and then he would get himself into trouble, and we had to rehome him, and it devastated us. So there was a lot of anger. Absolutely. We were very angry. But we did the right thing, even though not all of it was our responsibility, but rather than, like, fight a battle with someone who doesn't understand, we did what was best for him. And he's to a great home, and he's completely happy, and that's all good, but we still are sad about it. So moving forward with that, in 2013, we got a new dog. We got a puppy. And their dog did come over in the night and eat all the puppy's food, and there's tracks. It's winter here. So you can follow the tracks right back to their house, because they live probably a quarter mile from us, but just kind of across the road. So I had to phone them and say, look, we did rehome our dog because of the situation. We did the right thing, not happily, but your dog is still coming over here, and I can't have your dog making friends with my dog and creating the same situation. And I wasn't rude. I asked how their Christmas was. I was very polite, but I was very firm and what had to have, I had to have happen to prevent any future altercations where, I mean, essentially we lose. And they took it very well so far.
Beautiful. That's great. And I think that there's something about the fact that you told them this year, and the energy is so
yeah.
different now, that you were able to clear out the anger and the other stuff of last year. So it sounds like and feels like it was a really good fresh start to state that clearly this year and to make it part of your going forward energy with your neighbors.
Absolutely. If I would have tried to do this in 2012 when the energy was so heavy, I wouldn't have been so calm and nice about it.
Right. Yes. Yes. And
but
so we have many new opportunities.
Yes. And we get to choose how we deal with these things, right? I mean, because we don't want to start a feud or a fight with anybody. But we also have to stand up for what's right for us. And I just really sat down and meditated on it and thought about it, on how I could phrase this so they will take responsibility without being offended.
Right, because your intention was very pure and loving. You were coming from a place of needing boundaries and needing them to respect those boundaries.
And the mom energy, because I was protecting my dog.
Yes, right, your new puppy.
So you can draw on that, and man, can you get things done.
And I feel like from a soul level, we are having these experiences now that we are really ready for, and at the same time, we can experience some slight discomfort about it, you know, because it is brand new, and we're wearing new skin, you know, we're becoming comfortable in our new strength. And so you might feel discomfort around standing your ground. And so you did it beautifully, Shannon, to go into that meditative place and to get very clear about your intentions and what you were looking for with this relationship.
And which words to use.
Which words to use. Powerful.
Right, because if we don't choose our words wisely, people will get defensive. And at the same time, though, if people are doing things that you would never do yourself, you have to remember that and hold them accountable. Because what if you're the only person in their life that will hold them accountable to that? And by not stepping forward and doing that, you are doing them a disservice, right?
Beautifully said. I have felt that in my own life. We really have to be clear and honest and authentic in what we say and do right now.
Yeah, because it's bigger than just right here, right now. It's a soul thing.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And so on that note, I want to call out that one of the spiritual themes that I received very strongly from my team, my spiritual team, was about discernment and how spirituality is a very big topic right now in our lives. It's increasing. People all over the world are searching for more meaning and answers and self-empowerment. And so spirituality, as an industry, is expanding, and it has so many different definitions out there. I mean, ask anyone what spirituality is, and they'll say this is what it means to them, and it will be completely different from the person down the street. And so spirituality is not one size fits all. It's one size fits you, and we have to use our discernment to really find the people that we connect to at the same energetic level and to be, I would say, even like slow, you know, slow about that. Don't feel like you have to rush forward or that you have to rush to make any decisions. Just allow yourself to feel it out and to see what the vibration is and if there's a match.
I so agree. And
because we've had this theme for a while, right? Like, we know about discernment and that we have to use it, but I think it's more paramount now. And I've seen this in my life where there's spiritual teachers and people on, like, websites that I resonate with their messages, and then something in me has shifted or I've grown or something has happened within my journey that has changed where I no longer resonate with them, and I actually don't feel that same energetic connection, and I don't think it's the best for me anymore. And so I realized that it's time to trust myself and to really be aware of the messages I'm receiving.
I love that. That's fantastic the way you put that. Because it doesn't indicate that they're wrong or they're bad for you or anything like that. It's just that you're not in alignment energetically. You've learned what you've learned, and it's time to move on.
Absolutely. And that is important, what you just said about other people not being wrong. You know, people are offering a variety of spiritual services, information, sessions, everything nowadays. And they are connecting with a certain population or audience because of what they offer. So it's serving a purpose and people are benefiting from them. And just because it might not connect with you doesn't mean it's bad or it's less than.
Right.
We can't go into judgment around it, which I think happens quite a bit in spiritual circles. People go into judgment and say, oh, that's lower energy, or, oh, that's, you know, that's not very high vibrational stuff. But we need to get away from that.
I agree with you, because you know what? I think judging it and saying, oh, it's lower energy or it's not higher vibration is an excuse to use because they're not in alignment with that person anymore. So they throw a label on it instead of just, you know, sitting at it and saying, hey, that's interesting. I just don't resonate with that anymore. Something in me has shifted or in them has shifted, and I'm just not in that place. I'm taking a different path, because we tend to want to follow, right?
Yeah, we tend to follow, oh, everyone says this person's really great, I'm going to check it out. But it could be that, you know, all of your friends are really into this one author, but you don't resonate with them. And so you have to trust that for yourself and not follow.
Yes, perfectly said. Trust yourself.
Trust yourself. We could just repeat that through the whole show.
Yes.
And that is one of the prime themes of this year. So to move through discernment, some tools and tips would be to look at what is triggered within you. You know, what is coming up? Is there an emotional trigger? Is there an energetic or thought pattern that's triggered? And notice that within yourself and take ownership of it. Just own it as your own. And as Shannon said, you know, that's when we just say, okay, this just doesn't energetically fit for me anymore, and I need to move forward and seek out other resources.
Yes, and I'm sure you've noticed this, Molly, that so when you look at what's triggered and you say, oh, okay, it's this, this, and this, and then you think, okay, that's why that happened. I'm going to move forward with this person. You find it does not work anyway.
Right. Right. Because the energy doesn't match up. And energy does not lie. Energy does not lie. So we can rationalize it or try and work around it or try and get a shortcut. But if you're really at a different place than somebody else, there's going to be discomfort. It's going to be bumpy. Things aren't going to flow, and it's not going to connect.
And it doesn't seem to matter the reason why. So you look at your trigger and you say, oh, I was emotionally triggered because they reminded me of this and this and this. But I really like what they're offering and what they're doing. So I'm just going to deal with that, and I'm going to go forward and take this class or deal with this person or read this book. And it does not work because there's more layers to it.
Yes. Yes.
And we know that from experience, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely, absolutely. So this goes back to your first point about standing our ground and honoring how far we've come and where we are at and really owning it.
Yeah, and it's good if somebody triggers you, but don't ever have anyone say to you, oh, I that's my job. I just want to trigger you so you'll look at yourself, because that's a crock.
That makes me laugh out loud. Who says that? I hope no one says that.
I've actually had someone say that to me.
No. Okay, wow.
This was like later on after I wasn't taking any classes with them anymore, and I was thinking, really? You're proud of that?
That's just hiding something within them. So, yeah, that's interesting.
And honestly, if you're triggering someone constantly, because triggering is not a comfortable emotion, you cannot create a connection to teach to them.
Good point. Right. Whoever is triggering you will not be able to teach you on that same way you have to teach yourself.
Mm-mm. Because if they're triggering you, they're creating, like, uncomfort, and that will lead to distrust. And they can tell you whatever they want about how, well, that's just helping you or blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line is you won't trust anything they're doing.
And as we said, trust manifest yourself.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's just one of the muscles we will be continually developing throughout our lives. And it gets stronger, and we know it, and we feel it, and it becomes more of our daily life. But we are always given opportunities to trust ourselves more.
Yes.
Yeah. So another theme that I heard from my guidance about 2013 is the idea of allegiance. And I thought this was really fascinating. So the idea of loyalty and where we feel loyal to people. And this often stems from how we feel loyal to our parents. And when our parents have certain goals or certain things they want to achieve and then they don't do it, or we surpass them on some level, right? Like we become more successful, or we go to college and they didn't, or there's something that's there that we're doing and we're exceeding someone else's limits that they put on themselves. We can sometimes feel a loyalty to them that holds ourselves back. And so as we said at the beginning of the show, this, you know, this is about really following what's best for you and having loyalty to yourself first.
That is fascinating.
Pretty big. I've noticed this again with other teachers I've had, where I've had some teachers that I have listened to and connected with for a long time, and then I did not feel that same connection with them, but I felt the loyalty. And
right.
I thought, oh, well, what they're saying, I can teach and share, or I know what that's about. I can do that too, but I felt like I had to keep myself smaller. And I think that that is an interesting thing to look at within ourselves. Like, where do we hold ourselves back, or where do we not step forward? Where do we not claim our mastery in some level? So those were themes I was working with over the past few years, and now I feel obviously much more stronger in my talents and my gifts and blah, blah, blah. But what I feel is that, and what I've learned time and time again, is that we have to come back to ourselves and reinforce ourselves, our own talents, and not feel responsible for other people.
Nice, yes. And even though somebody teaches you something, that doesn't... Well, when they teach it to you, they give it to you, right?
Yep, yep. Right.
So you get to take it and remold it for yourself. So if you are teaching... like something that someone has taught you, it's okay. That's how I look at it. As if someone's teaching me something, they're giving it to me.
And the other component of this is that we may have been unconsciously looking for validation and acknowledgement outside of ourselves, which is okay. There's nothing bad with that. But how much have you relied on your own self-identity or your own growth has been based on that? So this again goes back to parental roles, and how have we looked for validation from our parents, and how have we held ourselves back or given our power away because of that?
So true.
Yeah. So this, I feel, we're going to be experiencing throughout 2013 is, how are we giving our power away? How are we placing our needs in someone else's court? You know, how are we looking to someone else to validate us when really we should be validating ourselves and remembering that, you know, our path is our own?
I agree. What came up for me before we started the show, actually, when I was thinking about all this, and it fits right in with this, is that we're going to release a lot of our need to please others.
I love that. Yes, yes. That has been shifting. I think that's a huge part of what 2012 was, collectively and individually, is how we are receiving energy from others and how we're giving it to others. And now we can be more intentional with it and not have to please in the same ways that we did, because we see how powerful everyone is. And whether they're choosing it or not, they have the same access to energy that we do.
Absolutely. And what I've noticed is that need to please, it's just really subtle. It's not, you don't actually think to yourself, oh, hey, I said no to that. I'm releasing the need to please. You just don't feel like you want to do something, or, you know, a client calls and they want a certain thing and you can do it, but it's not your favorite. So you refer them to somebody who's really good at it, and it doesn't even register in your energy until later that, hey, before I would have bent over backwards to try to mold myself into what they needed or wanted, because I could.
Yeah.
Now I just don't feel like it.
Yay. And that goes back to standing your ground and celebrating that shift, right? Like celebrating, oh, how wonderful. I was able to be very clear about what I needed, and I didn't have to give away anything based on what someone else needed.
Yeah. Yeah. If I like that, because it falls all back into the same, where we are just getting so much more confident and self-assured that we don't have that desire, which society, you know, does as a whole. If you, say, have a business, you're supposed to always please your customer or client, you know, be what they need so you can, you know, make the sale, get the money, blah, blah, blah. But with our spiritual businesses, we are just shifting to that place where we only do it if it feels right for us.
And then it's a true win-win.
True win-win, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It takes any obligation out of it and all that other stuff. So that is a really, really good point, and I feel that as well in myself. And I feel, too, that I'll get instant notifications in my brain, in my heart, that, okay, no, you don't want to do this, or yes, you really want to do this. The answers come much faster and much clearer.
Yes. And again, trust yourself.
Maybe we all need to get a tattoo on our arms that says, trust yourself. It'll be like the inner part of your arm where only you can see it.
Yes.
Instant message.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else are you feeling about 2013?
Something else really cool I've noticed is that I am less willing to communicate through email, text message, instant messaging. I want the phone calls or the in-person meeting.
I love it. Yes. Yes, I feel something with social media even has taken a turn for me.
Yeah. I mean, it still works, right? And we still do it, and it's great for what it is, but it feels like we want more of the phone calls.
Yes. Yep. That's a really excellent point. I like talking on the phone. I have unlimited minutes on my phone plan because of that. I want to be able to hear someone's voice. I actually have been listening to a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio when I have time because I like to hear someone's energy. I like to connect in that way. There's something about the technology of a computer screen. Even my Kindle, I can't connect to it right now.
Yeah, I agree. I want to hear it or, yeah, feel the energy that way.
I go through phases, though, where sometimes I'm really into doing everything on the computer or through email or social media, and then I take some steps back and I'm not as engaged. But I do find that their in-person energy makes a big difference right now. That's a great point. I'm glad you said that.
Well, I've just found that, I mean, I'll have opportunities where I could easily answer by email or instant message, and I say, no, let me phone you. I just seem to want that connection.
Yeah. Yes. And speaking of hearing each other's voice, I want to let people know that Shannon has her own Blog Talk Radio show every Monday night, Magical Mondays, with her sidekick, Virginia, and they cover a lot of fun topics. So you can find that here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find it on iTunes, but they cover a lot of good spiritual themes and ideas and tips and all that. So I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that you can connect with Shannon through her show regularly.
Thank you, Molly.
Yes. I would probably forget it. I didn't mention it.
Well, and on the next Monday show, Molly's coming on with us. Yay!
That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay, now it sounds self-serving. I didn't mean to sound self-serving, but yes, I will be on the show. And we're going to talk about the upcoming Conscious Wisdom Festival, my friends. It's January 22nd, 23rd, 24th. It is online. It's a virtual event. You can find out more information on consciouswisdomfestival.com, the website. And the topics this time around are so awesome. So I think that's going to really help people get the most out of 2013, too.
Oh, people, you have to check out her presenters. She's got some amazing people coming. Amazing!
They're very cool. Every time they're awesome. I mean, I'm so excited. I get jazzed up that there's people out there who are doing such amazing work and that we can bring it to a bigger audience. The Conscious Wisdom Festival attendance keeps increasing every time. This is our third event. And it's energetically special. So I just want to, drop those little tidbits so that if you're curious and if you're looking for something, a good resource for spiritual information, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Well, and being that discernment is one of the themes, I advise you to go check out the Conscious Wisdom Festival page. Go check out the presenters. I'm pretty sure you'll resonate with a few, if not all.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. That's up to you.
And it's highly affordable. That's something that's important, is that it's only $35 for all 3 days. And some people have a hard time paying for an event because they can get so much for free these days. But this is not an event you get more than enough value out of this event.
Absolutely.
And you get a free swag bag that's worth $50. So in a sense, you make money.
Yeah. Well, and you get to download the presentations and you get to listen to them when you want to. You don't have to pay extra for that. It's all included. I like that part.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's handouts. You can ask live Q&A with the presenters. There's just lots of good stuff about it. So if you're drawn to it, check it out, Conscious Wisdom Festival. And you can listen live or listen later. You don't have to be there you don't have to be there live to get everything out of it. A lot of people will say, oh, I have to work, or I have to, I'm busy. And of course you're busy. We're all busy. But you can also attend this and listen to it on your own time. And that way you get the best of both worlds.
Yes. I usually can't listen live because of my family and the ranch. But yes, I download everything and I get to listen to it when I have time. Sometimes feeding cows. It's all good.
Yeah, I listened to some of the presentations again and again, like a month later. If I didn't catch something or if I really resonated with someone's information, I'll listen to it again on my iPod, and it's nice to have it around. I like the convenience.
And it's also fun.
That's right. It is fun. It's really fun. I think that's why people keep coming back. People are excited about it every time, and that's how we know that something special is happening, is that people are ready for the next round. So just want to, obviously, we've talked a bit about it. Go check it out, consciouswisdomfestival.com, and see if it's something that would be beneficial for you. There's going to be some good stuff happening this time.
Yay.
Okay, so the next theme that I felt for 2013 is energetic exfoliation. And this was interesting because at first I heard the information as exfoliation, as like we have to continually be releasing what is no longer needed, which we do, what I do now as part of my lifestyle. But it's the energetic exfoliation is important because energy is always in motion. And it's always churning and moving and being transmuted. And we need to be in control of that process. We really need to own it so that we're working with energy to our best and highest abilities and that we are vibrating at the highest possible energy. So energetic exfoliation means making your physical body and your energetic systems a priority working with those energies, clearing things out, and incorporating it into your daily practices.
Nice. Energetic exfoliation. That's catchy.
Yeah. And just after I said that, I even had to take a deep breath. Part of my lifestyle now is acupuncture, and if you've listened to this show for a while, I will reference my acupuncture sessions. I just had one today, in fact. I go weekly, and there's always something new. Like, I will have a session with my fabulous acupuncturist, and I won't even have anything in particular to work with or pay attention to, and yet something is always going on. You know, our bodies are always in motion, and so she's always able to tap into something that needs attention or opens up certain flows, and it's been so wonderful for me. I've been sleeping better, feel more energized, and that's just one example. Not everyone is into acupuncture or any of those types of physical healing modalities, but it's just about making our energy systems a priority. We really need to make that part of our lifestyles.
And the theme is self-care.
Self-care. I love that. I love that phrase. Yes. Yes. Well, and this is a good topic too, Shannon, because of what you've been experiencing in your home environment lately with these, the chemicals, and how we have to protect ourselves.
Well, as we've talked before about empathy and how we're all getting a lot more sensitive to energies and knowing things, and how we've noticed a shift in a lot of people that maybe before weren't in tune and now they are, I think part of that too is being more sensitive to our environment. So yes, we just got all our windows replaced in our house, and let me tell you, had I known what this would be like, I would have held off until spring or summer, because it's winter time here, so we couldn't move out into our holiday trailer or anything. But, like, the spray foam that they used and the silicone, don't get me wrong, the windows are amazing and I no longer have a drafty house, but the smells and the chemicals really messed us up. That's why
and
I
you
have
can't,
this voice.
You can't air that out. Like, you can't just leave your windows open or the door open for a day because it's so cold out. So those chemicals have been inside the house.
Yes. It started on Friday and they just finished yesterday. We did get to keep the windows open a bit because it's been actually really nice here, which has been helpful, but it's really messed us up. We're all super tired. Our energy is so low, and my oldest has gotten sick over it, and yeah, we all have this voice, and it's crazy, and it's just because of the smell and the chemical being in our energy. So
right.
I do
yes.
think that that's going to be one of the themes or the things that we really notice.
And so I feel that the same essentials are required. Drinking lots of water, eating high quality
yep.
foods, exercise, connecting with nature, all of these things raise our vibrations. Shannon and I have talked about music helps raise your vibration when you need to lift yourself up and dance.
Yes.
You need to have a dance party for one. That's important.
2-minute dance party. Yes, we
yes.
spend a lot of time outside in the snow. And you know what else is interesting, though? It's not just the chemicals and the stuff they used. It was having people in our house. The energy of that really took its toll on us.
Yes, that's a great
like
point.
Our space, right? And we realized that we will never renovate this house. We've talked about it, but it's too hard. Unless we can move out for the whole time. Because just having people in your space doing things and you have to stay out of their way, and you have to be aware of where they are and what they're doing, because you can't just, you know, move around like you normally do. Even my puppy, she was, like, all worked up about them, and she just wanted to cuddle. And even going for a walk, we had to work around their stuff. Like, it was amazing how disruptive it was.
Good point. Very good point. Because they're bringing in all of their energy, which is probably pretty unconscious and unaware, and when you're
right.
sensitive and you pick up on everything, you know, their thoughts and their feelings and and what they're doing and where they're from. I mean, that's highly distracting, and it infuses your safe space.
So true. I had to smudge a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. Last night after
and
they
so,
were done and they're not coming back, we were so happy and talking about how nice it will be to not have to deal with that anymore. And they did have to come back today because they'd left a trailer here, and they gave me my final bill and everything. And when they drove out, I was so happy. And I think that's when we all sort of just felt better.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. And, you know, as you were telling the story, something just connected with me, how the parallels between this experience and social media, and how social media can be very disruptive and unpredictable and all over the place. Some of it's uplifting, you know, when we read posts from our friends and stuff, but some of it can be the other direction. And so I feel like maybe part of what we're getting away from with technology is just how it invades our space and affects our energy systems in ways that we don't want anymore.
Good point. Because we might not even be aware that it's doing that because
right.
It just doesn't occur to us.
And it's such a part of our existence and our daily lives. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say how quickly I have to get onto the computer every morning. In fact, I will say, though, that I've been changing that and that I've been doing my meditations and having my breakfast before I even touch my computer. That's something
Yay,
I'm
good
really...
good for you.
Yeah, I'm really focused on that because I know how my energy changes when I start on my computer because, like, literally my brain shifts into get-it-done mode.
Right.
So just controlling that for myself is very beneficial. And getting away from it, you know, really turning off the computer and getting away from it is also very helpful. And I think that's something that is going to keep us purified as we move throughout this year.
Another energetic exfoliation. Be aware of your energy online.
Yes.
If it starts to be too much, take a break. Because it's so addicting.
It's so addicting. You know what? I was talking with my partner the other night, and I was telling him something about where I wanted to go to work. And my first thought was, oh, but I don't know if they have a secure internet connection. And then I realized, wait, I don't even need the internet to do this work. But I'm so used to having the internet. I was like, oh, I could actually probably be more productive with my writing if I did not have the internet.
Is that true?
Yes, but that was my very first thought was, oh, well, is the internet connection secure? Because I don't like those unsecure lines, unsecure connections. But anyways, I thought, well, that's crazy that that is where what I've trained myself to look for and to believe when really I don't even need the internet to do what I need to do. So that is something that I'm deprogramming in myself.
Nice.
But yeah,
isn't it fascinating how that's where your brain went?
Yes, absolutely. And I think about how nowadays we just have to Google something. You know, we don't have to go to the library. We don't have to look through tons of books or encyclopedias. We can get information so instantly, and that has become our standard.
Yeah.
So to deprogram away from that actually feels pretty good.
I do love that part, though.
The instant research. I know, you're a researcher,
yeah.
So you like that.
I love it. But I
yes.
do completely agree with your evaluation of, yes, we need to just be aware if we're letting it take over too much of our lives.
Yes, the balance part of it. A few shows ago, Amy Landerman was on talking about the numerological themes of this year. We're in a sixth vibration globally this year, and that there's a lot of balance that's needed within the sixth. And so that reinforces this idea that even though we use technology a lot, we still need to connect with nature, we need to get away from the screens in our lives, and we need to activate our physical bodies and take care of ourselves too.
and with each other.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely. I like that. So the next theme. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So the next theme that came through for me was that after these exfoliations occur, where we're releasing energies and we're owning it and really mastering what we need and taking care of ourselves, we experience these waves of upliftment where we will literally go up, like rise to new levels, that it is going to feel effortless, graceful, ease. There's a lot now, a lot of support now to take us higher with our energies because of how far we've come and because of how the energy is just stronger when it comes in.
Nice.
And so I feel that when this happens, you know, it's sort of like a tide will take out the old energy, right? Takes out what we're releasing, what we're done with, what's ready to be let go of. And then it brings in even more powerful energy to take us to where we want to go. And so this calls in the fifth theme that came through for me. And we know this theme, it's about energetic intention. We have to be so clear about our intentions.
So true.
And I think that throughout this year, we will be given opportunities to look at how we create in our lives based on our intentions, based on the both conscious and unconscious intentions that we have for something, because that's what we're going to manifest and that's what's going to show up in front of us. But that's what we've been doing this for a while now. I just think it's going to be faster and more clear.
I agree. So I want to go back to, so the energetic exfoliation is going to take out a bunch of crud and stuff that we've been releasing. And because of that, it's going to make space for those energies to come in to lift us higher. Yes?
Yes. Yes. I threw my arm up when I said that.
I love that. Because haven't you ever, stepped out your door or walked through one of the rooms in your house and you just felt this energy come over you where you couldn't stop smiling for a few minutes and you just looked around and you thought, my life is pretty cool?
Yes. 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 Oh, my gosh. As you're saying that right now, an eagle is coming down from the tree.
Awesome.
Oh, wow, that's really, really cool, friends. So there it is.
So know that that energy that you're getting is coming from a higher source to support you.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yes, a wonderful thing. Because we have so much support right now, and we're going to feel it in new ways, and it's going to show up in new ways. And I feel that the universe, source, God, however you describe it, is going to make its presence known in really beautiful ways for many people. Like dreams coming true, like miracles happening overnight, you know, things transpiring that you couldn't even imagine. That's part of this upliftment, is that things are really going to show up for us because we've done so much work, we've released so much, we're mastering energy, and now we get to really play with it and have some joyful results.
Yay!
Yay!
So, when you get that energy and you feel that, take a few seconds just to be in it and smile. That's where I find for myself, if I just, you know, do the attitude of gratitude right then and there, it just attracts way more. And I think it's because I can acknowledge that moment of holy coolness.
Yes, absolutely. That is important. We really do need to acknowledge it, to celebrate it, to feel it. Because also when we do that, we're making it more common in our lives as more of a norm. And when we do that, then we attract more of the same, and then we experience more of the same. So you really want to absorb that awesome stuff as it flows in.
Yes. And acknowledging it and being aware of it is the key, right?
Yeah. Yep. 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 And it just feels good, you know, especially when it catches you off guard. Like you said, Shannon, like even just walking into a room in your house and you're feeling so happy and light and free and just happy for just what is, that feeling is priceless.
Very priceless. And it just seems to come out of nowhere. And you're just like, hee hee. Really great.
That's right. That's right. It makes you giggle. Giggle with joy.
Yes. And if that's not happening for you, what I want you to do is I want you to look around your house or step outside your door or be someplace that really lifts your energy and makes you happy and do it. Just giggle and look around and say, this is cool. I'm really happy I have all this. That will get you feeling the energy, and then it will happen more often and it will happen spontaneously.
Very good advice, yes. And also the music. As you've mentioned before in other shows, the importance of music in raising our vibrations. Like you've you have 80s dance parties.
I do.
That rocks. I'm gonna do that.
We just got the We Dance 3 for Christmas for the kids, and there is some cool 80s music on there, and I'm kind of liking it.
That's really fun. It shakes off stuff.
It does. It shakes off a lot of stuff.
I've also noticed that I need to move more physically when I'm doing my breathing exercises or in meditations. I will be stretching more, physically moving my body more. I have to have, I don't even know how to describe it other than I just have to be fully engaged in something, and then I feel more joy around it. Stretching, even as I'm saying this right now, I have to start stretching. And it just makes me feel better because it creates that connection between the physical vessel and the spiritual energy, and it helps it all flow.
Nice.
So that's one thing I've noticed strongly, actually, just this month alone, is I started doing that more, is stretching. So,
you know what?
That's really
I
good.
Have too, actually.
Oh, good.
I didn't notice.
Sometimes you wonder,
well, you
am I
that.
The only one?
Huh.
Yeah. We're stretching
waiting
together. We didn't even know it.
Well, yeah, waiting in the orthodontist office with my son yesterday, and I started to do a little yoga. I'm like, hey, he doesn't like me.
That's great. That's
okay.
Great.
So do you think it's just because we want to get our energy moving all the time?
Good question. Yes. I feel there's a new level of aliveness. There's a new need to be experiencing as much as I can, when I can. Not overload or overwhelm, just that being in the moment and being fully present. And that the body is part of that, you know. And just like we said, we have our tea. Well, I love my tea because I love how it makes me feel. I love what it does for my body. And that's part of enjoying the present moment.
Nice. I like
how
you
think.
That. I agree. And I also think that we want to move more because we no longer want to ever be in a stuck energy. We want to keep it all flowing.
Oh, that's a good connection. That's a great way to say it, yes.
Because we know that when energy is stuck, that's what creates our blocks, right? So if we can keep everything flowing, we can have clarity.
Yes. Oh, that's really good. I'm glad you said that. So the final little one I have here on my list, or I shouldn't say little, I just mentioned it briefly, was about energetic intentions and looking at
yes.
how we use our energy, how we use our mind, our words, our body, our bank account, everything. Just being very intentional
everything.
With everything. And everything's
our
a big
energy.
Category.
It
yeah.
is. Because this has been happening for a while, but like you said, it's going to get more intense. And we're going to find that anything we do, if we don't have the right intention with it, it's going to backfire.
It will not connect as we intended, meaning
nope.
If the energy isn't clear, if our motivation isn't of the highest vibration, the results will be very different.
Yep.
And I think this is
no
also
longer.
Where we're going to... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is where we also will see a huge split in conscious and unconscious energy. And I would even say within the population, between people who are consciously using their energy and people who are unconsciously moving through their lives, and that they may experience more hardships or difficulties because they aren't understanding how their intentions are creating their experience.
Yes. I was going to say, it feels like we can no longer live in that paradigm where we just sort of move through and hope for the best, or say, well, they did this to me, so I'm going to do that to them, or, well, the only way to get results is to be this certain way. We have to let all that go and look at our own intentions. Like, what do we seriously, truly wish to create? And it has to do with us, not what somebody
yes.
else did or what somebody else is doing. That we have to not worry about, because it's really none of our business. And we can't change anybody else. So we have to always bring it back to us. Well, okay, so somebody did something to me that I didn't like, but what is my intention? Do I want to go get revenge? Well, probably, but is that going to help? No. So then you look, okay, well, what do I really need to happen? What is my true intention? Maybe it's just for them to leave me alone.
Exactly. Exactly. I like how you said all of that, because it reminds us that we can't be reactionary right now. You know, we really have to look at what is for my highest and best good in the situation. What do I want to create next? Okay, yes, someone said something crappy, or wow, that was really rude of them, or oh, I'm angry because of blah, blah, blah. You know, we can feel all of that. It's completely okay to feel it. But then we have to get to that place where we say, okay, but what am I going to do next to change the energy for myself? Like, what is my intention
right.
next?
There was a little, like, one of those messages floating around Facebook that I absolutely adored. It was, do no harm, but take no shit.
Yeah, you liked that. I
love
that.
It. Because at the same time, you do have to stand up for yourself, right? So there's that balance thing again.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, standing up for ourselves, which is a beautiful way to end the show. We have a few minutes left because we're coming full circle around to the fact that standing in who you are is paramount right now, and that it's a new version of yourself. It's going to look different than who you've been or how you've been existing. And it might be a change that only you know about internally, right? Like, it might not be something that
yeah.
everybody else sees.
But you'll know, and it might be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's just because it's different.
And it's okay to have discomfort, because that can help us move forward to the new place, you know, that new way to exist and live in your own skin and to own it. And that's a very powerful place to be. So I think
very
overall,
powerful.
Yeah, there's just a lot of good energy I feel with this year. And that doesn't mean it's always going to be easy or it's always going to be, you know, happy. We're going to be tested. There will be tests.
Yes.
But we will master them, as always.
Yes. The challenges will show up, but we'll deal with them, because we're cool that way.
We will rock them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, well, there's just about 60 seconds left, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Shannon, for being here. I've had a wonderful conversation with you. I think we've given people a lot of really good information.
Yes, thank you for having me, Molly, and for sharing all your themes. You've given me a lot to think about, too.
Oh, good. Well, I feel that this is a really great show, and we'll probably be playing it throughout the year. And everyone, please check out Shannon's website, psychiccowgirl.com, and her really cool spiritual store. I've bought some things through there. She has some great, unique items. So check that out if you're drawn to it. Otherwise, we will see you soon. Thank you for listening, and have a great, great day. Namaste.
Thanks. Bye-bye.